Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team. The book of Nehemiah is fascinating. Nehemiah was used by God to correct a problem that was many years old, and he used his own resources, his own time, his own energy. In fact, he sacrificed quite a job. He was the one who was the food taster for the king. If you really think about it, this was a cushy job, unless somebody was trying to kill the king through the food, of course. He got to sample the best of everything. I'm sure that there were many people in the kingdom who wished they had his job. But there was a problem at one time when he heard about the walls of the city that were torn down and nobody was fixing. When Nehemiah heard about it in the fourth verse of the first chapter, he said, "As soon as I heard these words, I sat down and wept and mourned for days. And I continued fasting and praying before the God of heaven." You can't help but admire that Nehemiah was concerned about a wall that was in broken down condition because of the reputation that his God would have because of it. Now I'm thinking, I shouldn't even be concerned about this if I'm Nehemiah. I have my life together. I have a job that is great that everybody is probably envying. And I should just go on and live my life the way that I want to live my life. Yet Nehemiah was bothered. He was bothered because of the reputation of Almighty God. He was bothered enough that when he heard these words, he sat down and wept and he mourned for days. I'm wondering, what was the last thing that caused me to sit down and weep and mourn for days? What is it in life that really bothers me? For someone to be like Nehemiah and be a real leader, they need to have things bother them that should bother them. Sometimes we get callous to things that are going on around us. In fact, there were many people living in that city that walked up by that broken wall all the time. They could see the wall was broken down. They knew that God's reputation was not being enhanced by this, but they got used to it being broken down. We need to make sure that the things in life that should bother us still bother us. We shouldn't turn into the people that are walking around the walls that are broken down in our culture and our society and not noticing that they're broken down anymore. Eventually, Nehemiah came to the rescue, used his own time, his own money, his own effort to start to rebuild that wall. And it was an incredible thing that happened because he began with a broken heart over the things that should not be. I want to be one of those who has a broken heart over things that should not be but are. And I can identify that with God's help. This is Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team, a division of SilverBirchRanch.org on the campus of the NicolaiBibleInstitute.org.